Hello and welcome to the Healing Mental Illness Podcast. In this episode, I'd like to discuss the concept of love versus bitterness. And I think this applies to everyone in life, whether or not you have a mental illness or another type of illness. Everyone goes through hardships, challenges in life, and it's really a choice whether we choose to perceive and view those experiences through the lens of love or through the lens of bitterness or at the effect of bitterness. It's just so important to look at the experience through a perspective that's serving you and serving the world. I know I've experienced tremendous suffering, and it's hard because it's an assault on our being. We feel hurt. You can imagine, you know, a little child or a little a pet or an animal who's just hurt, who's wounded, and it's hard to see because we have this goodness inside of us, and when we see suffering or when we experience suffering, it doesn't feel right. There's a sense of injustice because it is injustice, you know. But there's a reason for it. There's a reason why life is challenging. I believe that we're here for a reason and we chose to be here. And so if we take that context, that spiritual context, then we can perceive and view our experiences through a different light. Rather than feeling sorry for ourselves or just getting bitter, just letting it harden us and make us miserable and just take a negative perspective on the world, we could say, okay, what is this serving? What purpose is this serving? Or how can I take this experience and use it to serve some purpose? And I know that's hard when you're in the midst of it. So believe me, if you're suffering with a mental illness, I know what you're going through. I've been there. I'm not saying, you know, when you're in the hospital or when you're, you know, can't get out of bed from depression or for whatever you're experiencing, I'm not saying, okay, use this for some purpose. I'm saying once you get through it, once you overcome it, once it strengthens you, because, you know, our hardships, they strengthen us. They strengthen our spirit, our will, our being. And that maybe down the road, that can be useful in some way. You know, we don't know at the time. So I think the choice is to perceive the experience through the lens of love and say, well, I'm going through this. You know, I have faith that it's for some reason and it will serve some purpose. And how can I just learn from this? How can I be open to some greater good here? You know, I know the universe is designed through love, from love. That's my belief. And so in that larger context, this must serve some purpose. You know, I've said before, I believe that I made a choice to experience this life, because it serves some purpose, whether for my family or those around me or for the larger, you know, mental health community. I feel like I went through it because that role needed to be filled. And, you know, regardless of whether or not that's true, it puts a positive spin on my experience. It gives me some meaning. So I'm not saying to have, you know, to make up false beliefs, but I'm saying if we just try to view our lives and our challenges from a perspective that has meaning, because I know when I was going through it, I was like, why? God, why is this happening to me? And it's so hard when there's no meaning to it. And even if we can't see it, we can know that it's there. You know, we could have faith inside in our spirit that it's there. So the alternative is to just get bitter and angry and just be like a negative force in the world. And that doesn't serve anybody. It doesn't help you, doesn't improve your life, it doesn't make the world a better place. So it really is a choice, I believe. And don't get me wrong, I've eaten my share of humble pie in this lifetime. I've eaten humble pie for like 10 years, literally. Every day, you know, in my life, my jobs, with my family members, I've had to swallow my pride. I've had to eat humble pie, huge helpings of it, day after day, year after year. So it sucks. It hurts. It hurts my ego. But you know what? Let my ego have it. That's fine with me, because, you know, I'll leave my ego up to its own devices, and I'm just going to serve. So I'm going to let go of that and let my ego eat that humble pie. Feel that ache inside, because it hurts, but I know I'm up to something greater. I'm keeping my eyes set on some greater good and some purpose. And that's really the insight. You know, harder said than done, easier said than done. It's harder than it sounds, but I believe, and it's really worked for me, that our choice of how we view things really matters. So it's not just some belief that's irrelevant. It really matters, because it affects how we view things, how we view our experiences, how we process our experiences, how our spirit views the experience. If I believed that I went through the illness just because I was being punished for some evil I did in a past life, right? If that was my core belief, my spirit would have been broken. Like, it would have just broken my spirit. It would have been like so hard. But because I framed it, you know, I'm here to serve some purpose and there's a reason for it, and I chose to do this because it serves some greater good, then that gives my spirit strength. It really does, you know? So our beliefs matter, and they can affect our outcome and the effect we have on the world. So just food for thought. I know it's not easy. I know what you're going through. You're a strong spiritual warrior. That's why you've, you know, had these experiences. That's why you're going through this, is because you can and you will. And you will overcome. You'll succeed. Your dreams matter just like everyone else. Illness is no excuse. You're a human being and you matter. And I care about you. God bless you.